Well, good morning. So today I thought we would start a new series. A series, ibig sabihin, may mga episodes na connected ang mga topics. So today is the first week and then next week you gotta come para makabuo. Ang topic na ito, the series title is Preparing for Your Future. Sino sa inyo nagpre-prepare para sa future mo? Yeah? Can I just want to introduce or interview yung sino sa inyo masasabi na meron akong dream, meron akong something na ihinahanda ko para sa future? Anybody? Okay, what are you looking for? What are you hoping for, Miss Crizelle?
Financially stable.
Okay, so ang kanyang future is financially stable, okay? All right, how much is that? Don't know. Okay, sino pa? Sino pa naghahanap ng may dreams or may hope for the future? All right, how about you, sir?
Ma-fully paid yung lupa dito sa likod ng church at magkabahay kami dyan. Para palang mas malapit.
Okay. Lupa at bahay. Fully furnished, sigurado. Yan, okay. Sino pa? Masasabi na may dream ako, may future ako na hinahanda. Good health. Oh, that's present already, no? Good health. How about, sino sa inyo nakikita sa future, mag-aasawa ka? You're gonna get married. One, two, three. Alright, so we have dreams. Yung iba sa inyo, hindi nagsasabi ng totoo ah. Alam ko, dreams niyo eh. So, we have to prepare for the future, not just dream. So, ito ang topic natin. It's not just thinking, not just wishing or hoping, but actually preparing. Napaka-common sa ating culture that we prepare for the future. In fact, yung preparations includes yung preparing yourself. If you want to get married, you prepare yourself first, diba? Kaya nagde-diet and you make yourself look good. Maraming preparations that goes in sa ating physical na katawan para maging attractive, give our best personality, palasip-sip sa mother-in-law, future mother-in-law mo, ganon. But actually, we also prepare education. Kaya maraming mga kabataan na nag-aaral, nagsisikap sa pag-aaral because they want a good future. Hindi sila pumapasok, hindi sila nagagastos na mataas na tuition. Wala lang, para matuto lang. Actually, it's not about that. Gusto nila makaroon ng mas magandang future. Kaya 5 years course, 4 years course, para graduate, para maging employable sila. Tama po ba? And then, people are doing things like saving. You know, instead of just enjoying the nightlife and buying yung bagong damit, sinasacrifice nila yung kunting pleasures nila ngayon para makaipon, para bumili ng lupa. May pagkakatuon na pwede tayong mag-travel, pero sasabihin nila, wag na magastos. I would rather sacrifice that fun trip doon na lang sa bahay. O baka nag-iipon para sa sasakyan. Or some kind of a business. Alam mo yung businessman, businesswoman, they work hard. They sacrifice watching TV, going out with friends. They work harder than any mga ibang employees. Why? Because inaasahan nila na ang business nito ay magiging future income nila. Tama po ba? We invest and sacrifice even to the point na may pain, may isusuko. All of this, why? Because we want to do things for the future. People will do a lot of things for a better future. So my question is, can you define future? How many would you say, mamayang lunchtime, yun ang future? Is that the future? No. Okay. But it's not the past, is it? No. So is it the future or the present or the past? Future nga, ma'am, pero I know that's not what you're talking about. Pag nag-iipon ka para sa future, alam mo, hindi yan yung para sa lunchtime mamaya. Is it for next week? Is that your future? Anong pumapasok sa isip mo pag sinabi ko, are you planning, may plan ka ba para sa future mo? And then sasabihin mo, oo, anong future yon? Is it next month? Next year? More pa. 2 years. 2 years. Mag-asawa in 2 years. May plano. Okay? Or is it maybe, kasi depende. Yung iba, tinanong ko sa anak ko, 13 years old. Sabi ko, anong nakikita mo sa future mo? At ano ang ibig sabihin future? Sa iyo. Personally, anong pumapasok mo pag sinabi ko yung word future? Is it next month? No, sabi niya, no, years. Sabi ko, ilang years? Tinanong ko, ilan? 2 years? 5 years? Sabi niya, higit pa. Ilan? Finally, sabi niya, mga 10 to 15 years. Yan ang nakikita niya magiging future niya. Para he'll be mga 23 up to 28, ganon. So, for a 13-year-old, I discovered that he thinks the future is 10 to 15 years ahead. Maybe yung future mo is ganon din. But if you're about 60 years old, you don't have to raise your hand. But if you're about 60 years old, maybe your future is not so far. Maybe you're not thinking 15 years is your future. Baka ang nasa isip mo is next year or 18 months. So depende rin sa situation. Walang exact answer kung ilang years ang future. But I'm telling you here today, ang future is a lot bigger and farther than you could imagine. Because even after you die, you don't really die or stop. There's another future ahead. And lahat tayo ay makakarating sa future. Whether it's with this body or sa bagong body na ibibigay ng Diyos, we will all reach our futures. My question is, are you planning and preparing for your long-term future, or are you only thinking yung short-term future? 5 years. Short-term yan. Let me tell you something. Kahit umabot ka ng 75, 85, 95 years, napaka-ikli. Number one today is that this life, sabi mo this life, is extremely short compared to eternity. Can you shout eternity? Diba? Inawe natin kanina. As I walk from earth into eternity. Ang buhay na ito ay napaka-ikli. It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 that God has made everything beautiful for its own time. Now listen, He has planted eternity. Can you underline that word, eternity? He planted eternity. Sa ibang translation, it says, a sense of divine purpose. Ito ay itinanim ng Diyos into the human heart. Ibig sabihin, bahagi ng ating natural instincts. Hardwired sa ating lahat, yung sense of eternity, divine purpose. And sabi niya, kahit na people cannot see, hindi nakakita na yung buong or yung kabuuan ng scope of God's works. Diba? Hindi natin nakikita yung future. Minsan, nakakalimutan natin yung past. And sobrang busy sa present. Hindi natin nakikita yung kabuuan ng plano ng Diyos. But we know there's a future. Hindi rocket science. Hindi mo kailangan na mag-aral sa college para makakaroon ng idea na something more to life than just this 75 or 80 years. It's built in. Planted ng Diyos ito sa puso natin. Na alam natin that there's a bigger life than this one. Mas mahaba. Hindi tayo basta hihinto kapag mamatay and then ilibing 6 feet under, then game over, wala na. Hindi. Alam na natin that life is this side or this dimension at meron ding ibang dimension. When God created your life, even car accident cannot stop it. Even cancer cannot stop it. Nothing can stop yung buhay mo. Kahit na ang katawan na ito ay broken, lifeless, wala nang heartbeat, there's still a life galing sa Diyos na magkukontinue yan. And we know there's a physical world, but we've got to have understanding na ang buhay nito sa physical world ay napaka-ikli. Hindi ito. This is not everything. In fact, I want to show you something. I've got over here isang lubid. And this is a rope with some tape on it. Ang tape na ito, well, this rope is like your life today. You can see yung visible part kasi mayroong tape. Yung tape, this represents your life since birth hanggang ngayon. And the rest of this rope na hindi mo nakikita kung anong, kung saan yung dulo, hindi mo makikita yung kabuuan ng rope nito, that represents eternity. Because it just keeps going. You don't see underneath, and you cannot see the future. But just imagine, ang lubid nito will stretch all the way backstage, all the way doon sa labas, hanggang sa cross the street, down to the next barangay. Tuloy-tuloy yung lubid nito until it goes into the mountain, hanggang sa overseas, and then tuloy-tuloy na sa ibang islands. Imagine if yung lubid, yung eternity mo, is walang hanggan. It just keeps going. Now, we started here. This was when you were born. This was your first birthday. Happy birthday. And then as a baby, you know, your life was growing. You learned to eat. You learned to walk. And then tuloy-tuloy, pumasok sa grade 1. Siguro banda rito. I mean, medyo running out of space. Banda rito siguro is graduate ng elementary, graduate ng high school, and then may field trip, may crush, pumasok sa college. And let's say, for example, your life is a little bit more. Hindi lang kang umabot ng 45 years, but you're still alive and kicking. Sino yung mga alive and kicking pa rin? Okay? So, dagdagan natin ang buhay mo because you're very healthy. You're vegan. You're vegan because you eat bug net. And from vegan. So, let's say your life is longer than average. You can reach up to here. Okay, so this is your life. Longer than the average. Umabot ka ng, ilan? Umabot ka ng 80. 100 na lang para may 100,000 galing sa government, no? Para may pangpalit ng dentures mo. Okay, so this is your life. Still, kahit na mahaba ang buhay mo, napaka-ikli pa rin. Now what? Well, I just want to be happy in my life. Gusto ko lang makaroon ng happy life. Okay. Dito ka sa happy mo. Yan. Taya ka ng wedding. You're happy. Okay, so what? Now what? Ang social media mo, ayos. Nakapag-post ka ng maraming pang-akit ng opposite sex. And then, a lot of people liked you. So now what? Naka-attract ka ng mga boys. Now what? What are you gonna do now? Well, I'll pick one. I'll get married. Okay, then what? We'll live happily ever after. That's what they all say. Right? And then eventually, you'll die. Tama? Yay! Happy sermon today. You're gonna die. Pero sa totoo lang, ang statistics, the number of people born compared to the number who died, 1:1. Okay? Lahat ng pinanganak ay namatay din. So, this is the truth. The question is, how are you going to prepare, not just for this part? How are you going to prepare for this part? Kasi mahaba ito eh. I don't know how far this goes. I've never been to heaven, have you? Never been to hell, have you? So, think about it. Magpakailan man. That's 1,000, that's 1,000,000 years. You see, eternity is a long time, but yung buhay natin dito, napaka-ikli. It's very short. And besides yung life natin dito sa earth, is very short. Ang earth na ito is only our temporary home. Everybody say temporary. Parang boarding. Bed spacers lang tayo. It's just, we are not really in a permanent house. Kasi yung katawan natin, even sa Bible, is compared to a tent. Now, if you have no choice, I think you could sleep here. But would you like to live here forever? Not especially during typhoon season. But that's like what our house is like. Yung katawan natin, parang housing na tent lang. Hindi siya permanent. Hindi siya pang matagalan. And if you really want to learn yung buhay natin and yung pattern, our life is always patterned after the children of Israel. Masdan mo yung story ng God's people sa Israel in the Old Testament. What happened? Pinanganak sila sa Egypt. And matikyuan, bondage sila. They are slaves since birth. And then, pinahirapan sila. Pero yun lang ang buhay na alam nila. Slavery. And that's a godless country. So this, lahat ng kanilang mga kaburks, lahat ng kanilang mga amo doon, mga customers, they're all godless people. Parang tayo. Pinanganak tayo in sin, the slavery to sin. And all the people around us are like a worldly kind of slave, you know. You become like a slave to sin. Then what happened one day, dumating si Moses, and Moses gave the people of Israel a chance to be saved. Sabi niya, mayroong darating na death angel, and lahat ng firstborn sa bawat tahanan mamamatay. Pero kung gusto mo maligtas ang firstborn mo, you take this animal, the lamb, the blood of a lamb, innocent lamb, and you paint it on your door. Pag makita ng Diyos na yung blood of the lamb is on your house, may skip over ka. You will be passed over. Maliligtas ka at hindi ka mamamatay. So yan, ang dami na ligtas, mga believers in God. They obeyed and put the blood of the Lamb to cover them and they were not killed. So that's just like sa atin, when we put the blood of Jesus by faith sa ating buhay. Hindi tayo mapapahamak, kundi makaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. And then, after yung kaligtasan nila, pinalaya pa. So Moses led them out of the slavery. Out of yung bondage na kung saan nakatali sila. And they went through the Red Sea. Doon dumaan sa tubig at lumabas sa kabila. Tayo din. Pag niligtas tayo ni Lord, tinubos niya tayo, we become now free. Hindi na tayo alipin. Pinalaya. And then we pass through the waters of baptism. And we are now ready doon sa tinatawag na promised land. Kasi ang pangako ng Diyos, I will give you a land. Pangako niya. It's a land overflowing with good things. Milk and honey. And you will have your own land. Kanyang-kanyang land. and you will be the head, hindi buntot. You will not have to borrow. Ikaw pa ang maging lender. So, but, tingnan mo what happened to Israel. Nung lumabas sila, nasa wilderness naman sila. Hindi naman yan ang promised land. They had to learn first how to go through a wilderness. Bakit? Kasi tinuturuan sila ni God na you have to trust me. Because for how many years, walang Diyos sa buhay nila. They trust their own selves, or they trust their relatives, or they trust yung government ng Egypt. But they never learned to communicate with God. So sabi ng Diyos, sa wilderness experience muna tayo, and I will teach you that I am your provider. The Lord provides. I am your healer. I will heal your diseases. I am your victory. I will bring victory to you. Paulit-ulit, tinuturoan sila ng God that you have to depend on me. Ganon din tayo. Ligtas tayo, pinalaya tayo. Now it's time to start up our new life. A new life because it's not like the old one. Kailangan naman, we have to learn new habits to hear the Word of God, to pray, to resist temptation and overcome discouragements. We have to learn to forgive and be patient and have the fruit of the Spirit. Bottom line, we have to learn to depend on God araw-araw sa lahat ng mga kinakailangan natin. That's a radically new life. And that's why lahat tayo, ikaw, ako, kailangan dumaan din sa wilderness experience natin. Maaring may mga ilan sa inyo ngayon nasa wilderness experience ka sa Panginoon ngayon. Say, Lord, isinuko ko ang buhay ko sa iyo. Bakit parang dry na ang buhay ko? Parang bakit na-discourage ako? Bakit walang buhay? Because you're learning not to trust sa pera, sa friends, sa sarili mo. You're learning to trust on God. Pero darating at darating ang iyong promised land. And so our life follows the same pattern of Israel. And one of the things, bago sila nakarating sa promised land, where do you think they slept? Every night, they slept in tents. Yeah, the children of Israel, gabi-gabi, doon sila na set up ng kanilang mga tent. Probably not even as good as this one. Walang electricity. And the tent was, you know, hindi siya sturdy. Hindi siya katulad ng mga hollow block o mga steel na bahay. Temporary. And ganon din tayo. In our wilderness experience, God is teaching us that we are living in a tent. Ang katawan na ito, hindi perfect. It's getting older. Nagsasalamin na. Minsan may sakit sa likod. Minsan may ubo. You know what I'm talking about. Pero the thing is, this is not our permanent home kasi. We're just passing through. Ang buhay dito sa earth, napakaikli. At ang buhay dito sa earth ay hindi ito ang permanent home. Temporary lang. Sabi ni Jesus in John 14 verse 2, in my Father's house, maraming kwarto, and I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And after I go, I will come back and I will take you to be with me where I am. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1, it says, ang mga katawan natin, parang mga tent na tinutuloyan natin dito sa mundo. Pero pag nasira ng tong tent na ito, alam natin na bibigyan tayo ng Diyos na lugar na titirhan. Hindi ito mga gusilang ginawa ng tao, kundi nasa langit at matatagal ng walang hanggan. Yan ang pangako ng Diyos. You will have a permanent home. You will have a permanent and perfect body someday. But this is not the one. This is not it. Walang perfect body sa atin. Kaya, but the Lord says, take care of your body Because for this season ng buhay mo, ang katawan mo yan, templo ng Holy Spirit. You're a tabernacle, you're a container. So hindi ito permanent, but we are a carrier or siguro a packaging. Pag nakita mo si Tim, hindi mo nakikita si Tim. Ang nakikita mo yung box, yung packaging. Yun lang nakikita mo. Pero yung tunay na si Tim, it's not visible to your eyes. And when I see you, I cannot see the real you. Now we can talk and I can get to know you and I can have a relationship with you. But ang tunay na ikaw ay invisible pa. It's just that you're in a body. Temporary. Pero we will have a final destination balang araw. Are you with me so far? The promise of God will never fail. Hindi niya babawi yung kanyang pangako. There's a song, I want you to listen to this. It's an old song. But listen to the words of this song.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. Somewhere beyond the blue, the angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't live at home in this world anymore. Oh,
okay, sabi niya, I can't feel at home in this world. Kaya marami Kristiyano na nahuhulog o naging stuck sa kasalanan at hindi makakalaya sa kasalanan because they made themselves feel so much at home in this world. Oh, I'm so much at home. I'm in my element when I'm with all my non-Christian friends. And we're telling green jokes and we're drinking and drunk. I'm so at my home. I feel so relaxed. When I'm watching those worldly TVs, I feel so at ease when I'm doing the things that unbelievers are doing. If you make yourself so at home, di ka makakalaya sa kasalanan. Parang bumalik ka sa Egypt. Parang nagpaalipin ka na naman. Balik sa yung pitiful situation. When in fact, tinubos niya tayo. And the Lord set us free. We have to learn a new lifestyle because hindi ito ang home natin. Kaya we are under training. Ang buhay na ito is a dress rehearsal. Hindi ito ang pinaka-final game. It's just a practice for eternity. So write this down. Number three, my true identity is a child of God. Yan ang tunay na ikaw. Your real identity is a child of God. And your real homeland is heaven with God. It says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 18, there are many whose lives make them enemies of Christ's death on the cross. Paano naging enemy of the cross ang isang tao? Because, sabi niya, they're actually going to end up in hell because ang Diyos nila is their bodily desires. So, imbis na si Jesus ang naging Lord sa buhay nila, ang kanilang pagnanais, pita ng laman ang naging Diyos nila. They were so used to worshiping and serving and spending and enjoying yung bodily desires. Sabi pa niya, they are even proud of what they should be ashamed of. Hello. Boy, it got quiet in here today. And they think only of things that belong to this world. Pero ito yung distinction. Sabi ni Paul, we, however, are citizens, right, underline that word, citizens of heaven, and we eagerly wait for our Savior. May nagtanong sa anak ko, kasi nanay niya, Pilipina, American ang tatay niya, nagtanong, ano ka ba, anong citizenship mo? American, single, or American and Filipino, dual, or Filipino? Ang sagot niya, I'm triple citizen. O bakit? American citizen, Filipino citizen, and citizen of heaven. Yan ang sabi niya. Sino mga dual citizen dito? Dual Filipino at a citizen of heaven. Sa totoo lang, don't make your life so permanent on this earth. Kasi kahit anong gawin mo, hindi tayo permanent dito. We're just passing through. I don't know how many more years you've got. My brother died at 24. Walang mag-predict na mamamatay siya ng ganun ka sa murang edad na 24 years old. Yung kuya ko namatay at the age of 35. We see it all the time. So we just don't know. But I would rather may secure yung aking citizenship sa langit para sigurado may tirahan doon. Citizenship is in heaven, not just on earth. And I hope that you recognize na yung tunay na identity ay hindi architect, doctor, teacher, driver, businessman, government employee. Hindi yan mga tunay na identity natin. Those are just assignments. But my identity is not even father or husband. Ang pinaka-identity mo at ko ay child of God. At siya ang father or tinatawag na source ng lahat. He's the one who fathered us in spirit. So it's very important because once you get this, once na mag-gets mo, hindi ka mag-bog down, hindi ka mag-worry or matakot about things that happen in life. Kasi sasabihin mo, well, okay, may nangyari. I lost this house, I lost this job, pero I still am a child of my father. Kahit maraming nag-reject sa'yo, napahiya ka, nasaktan ka, nakasakit ka, you could always say, this is not permanent because I'm a child of my father. And itong buhay na to, this is not really my home. I'm living in a tent because darating na yung pinaka-home ko. What if biglang, okay, sino sa inyo umuupa? Like me, may apartment ako. Umuupa kayo. Wala kayong sariling bahay na tinitirahan. May umuupo kayo. Okay. So what if, for example, biglang na nabaha o kaya na-damage yung bahay na tsunami and then na-flood ang lahat and then wala na. Diba? Medyo masama yan kasi may mga gamit sa loob pero hindi siya big loss kasi hindi naman iyo. Diba? Parang yung pinapatayuan ng bahay doon sa bundok is still safe. It's not finished yet because you're renting here, hindi pa tapos ang bahay, pero on the process yun. So kahit nasunog yung apartment mo, hindi ka magsusuicide, hindi ka magwo-worry or magfe-fear kasi mayroon kang ginagawang bahay na magiging iyo talaga. Even when you lose something on this earth, it's not going to devastate you because this is not your permanent home. Nakikibahay ka lang. Nakikitent ka lang. Merong hinahanda ni Jesus ng bagong bahay para sa atin. It says in Psalms 119, verse 19, I am a stranger on earth. So number four, mga kapatid, start thinking more seriously about eternity. Can you do that? Can you start thinking na forever na usapan dito? Hindi ito topic na pang short term. Sobrang liit ng mindset na ganun. We have to think more seriously about our pinaka future. Hindi lang yung future after graduation. Hindi lang yung future after the honeymoon. Yung future na pinaka. Because that's a long-term future. Kailangan mag-isip tayo. Look at Proverbs. No, it says Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 4. It says, the wise man thinks much about death. But the fool, listen, only concerns himself with being happy today, right now. Yun lang, I'm just living for the weekend. Basta masaya. And then kahit anong consequences, bahala na. Basta rock and roll, bro. Let's have fun tonight. Come on, baby. Let's go get a hotel. Come on, let's have a good time. It's you and me. Don't wait. Live in the moment. Sabi nila, listen to your heart. Follow your feelings. All of these kind of things. Pero sabi ng Diyos, the fool is only thinking about making happy now. A wise man thinks much about yung buhay niya sa kabila ng kamatayan. And listen, ang mundo nito, maraming choices para sa iyo. Where you go, where you live, marami kang choices. Manila, province, Hong Kong, maraming choices. But eternity, you have a lot of choices here in the blue, but eternity only has two choices. It's either heaven or it's hell. You don't have a lot of choices where you're going to go. You have two. And Matthew chapter 16 verse 25 says, whoever is bent on saving, okay, bent on, ibig sabihin, nakatutok ang kanyang attention. Kung sino, whoever is bent on, nakatutok yung kanyang attention doon sa pag-save ng sarili niyang buhay. And by that life, it means the temporary, comfortable, secured life dito sa earth nito. Sabi ni Jesus, he will lose it. Mawawalaan siya. And whoever loses his life of comfort, loses his life of sin and pleasure, and for my sake, lose your life, you will actually find it. For all eternity, mapapasayo ang tunay na good life. Sino sa inyo gusto ng good life? The good life. And what happens after you die really depends on what happened before you die. Sino nakikinig sa akin? If you had a relationship with God habang ikaw ay nasa blue, then that is the basis, kabasihan yan ng iyong relationship with God in the next life, forever. Kung connected ka kay Lord, nakatanggap ng kanyang gift na si Jesus Christ bilang sacrifice na nag-aalis ng iyong mga kasalanan, well then, you will never be separated from God. For all eternity, nothing will ever separate you from Him. Pero, kung ayaw mo siya, Lord, wag ka makialam sa private life ko. Stay out of my personal, hands off ka sa love life ko. Don't tell me what to do with my money. That's my business. I'll give you a tip on Sunday, but stay out of my life until I turn on my religious face. Kung ayaw mong manatili sa kanyang presence on this life, why would God torture you by letting you stay in His presence forever and ever and ever? Nagets mo? Parang, isn't, di ba torture yan? Pag ayaw na ayaw mo sa isang tao. Ayaw mo siya makasama. And then, yung punishment mo is, the punishment is you have to stay with that person. Di ba? Napaka matinding punishment na yan. You have to stay with them in their presence forever. Hindi ganun ka-cruel si God. Kung ayaw mo talaga na manatili sa presence niya ngayon, then He will not force you to be in His presence forever. You made your choice. Ayaw mo si God, ayaw mong tanggapin si Jesus. Then, when you die, He will let you go the way you want to go. Inuulit ko, hell is not for anybody except those who don't want Jesus. Kung ayaw mo, mayroon kang option. Pero mga kapatid, dalawa lang ang option. Kaya number 5 is this, dito tayo magtatapos. Live with an eternal perspective. Underline that word, eternal, and circle the word perspective. Live with an eternal utak. Utak, long term. Utak, future na future talaga. So that you can make yung mga daily choices. Kasi every day may mga choices tayo, di ba? When you make your daily choices, ang nasa mind mo, eternity. Hindi weekend lang. Ang daily choices mo, hindi yung ano yung magiging happy mamayang gabi. You think also long term. You think about your future. And I don't mean just yung future mo sa next cellphone upgrade, but yung future mo into the long term of life and eternity. Remember, lahat ng actions na ginagawa natin, merong eternal consequences. Where will you be? Where will you go? What will you do? Who will you be with? Lahat ito, it determines how you prepare. Kung gusto mong pumunta sa Switzerland, iba ang preparations mo. Mayroon akong kaibigan na kagaling lang doon sa London na sobrang ginaw. Sabi niya, hindi niya akalain na ganun kalamig. He had to buy a coat there. Hindi siya prepared. If you go to Africa, iba ang preparations mo. If you're planning to go to heaven, your life will look different. Kung talagang heaven bound ka, iba ang packing mo. Iba ang preparations. Iba ang training na gagawin mo. If wala kang plano na pumunta sa presence ni God forever, you will just live na default. Wala lang. No preparations. I don't care. I don't have time. Busy ako. Hindi ka mag-prepare. So, ang sinasabi ko sa iyo, parang yung nanay o yung tatay na maraming kids at very wise sa pag-prepare ng magandang future sa kanilang mga anak. Sa pagbabudget, hindi waldas, sa pagpapaaral, strategic yan, itong mga courses na alam niya na may market yan. Very wise yung parents. So, kung gaano ka-wise yung parents in making plans and preparations para sa future, ganun din ang gagawin natin. Handa tayo mag-sacrifice kung makikita natin yung magandang future. Hindi po ba? Handa tayo na okay, gipit tayo. Let's be conservative sa spending because we're saving up for a better future. Let's don't just go there or do this. Let's don't invite that person. Let's don't mix with those crowd because where we're going, these people will not be able to come. Iba ang direction nila. So when you know where you're going, it will affect yung friends, who you go with, who you marry. It will affect how you spend, how you budget, how you pray, how you train. Lahat maapektuhan. So I'm asking you to ask God. Ito yung aking challenge sa ating lahat. Ask God to give you eyes, spiritual eyes, para makakita ka ay yung nakikita niyang big picture. Lord, give me a perspective ayon sa perspective mo. Imagine if God showed you what He sees. This is your future. This is long term. Don't waste the opportunity to make the right decisions today. It says in Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2, set your sights, yung perspectives, on the realities in heaven where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand, and keep your minds fixed on things there. And not just things here on earth. Last verse, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 to 18 says, our suffering, okay, I don't like suffering. Okay, so ito, disclaimer, ayoko ng suffering. Sino gusto ng suffering? Okay, doesn't feel good. But listen, itong pangako ng Diyos. Our suffering is light. Magaan. And, ito pa, maganda to, it's just temporary. It's just, it's not, in the, you know, you suffer, you say, oh, I've been suffering. Hindi pa sinasagot ni Lord yung prayer ko. 2 weeks na. 2 weeks. Hmm? Where's the 2 weeks here? Yung 2 weeks, parang sobra pa yung isang dot ng ballpen ko. More than 2 weeks na yan. Baka 2 months na yan. Sabi niya, yung suffering na gagawin mo, yung pagtsatsaga, yung pagtitiis, it's very light and temporary. I remember when Bambi and I were engaged. If you're engaged, I hope you, but this year's 20 years. 20 years we've been married together. But that year when we were engaged, we were both virgin. And we were both falling in love with each other. And, you know, when you love somebody, you want to show it. You want to, you know, show physical affection. But we already agreed not to kiss, not to sleep together, none of that. So it was like a kind of sacrifice, a kind of suffering. But your mind was not thinking of what I have to give up. My mind was thinking of this 20 years that I will enjoy a pure relationship with a wife and build a solid family. That's what you have to think of. It's nothing. What was that 1 year that we waited? What was that 1 year that we had to just kind of, you know, ihatid mo ang sarili mo and ihatid ko ang sarili ko. Yung mga ganun ba to avoid any temptations? It was just one little dot. Hindi naman ganun kabigat. Magaan at temporary. Going on, this verse says, but it produces for us an eternal glory that is much greater than anything we can imagine. So we fix our attention not on the things that are seen, but on things that are unseen. Because things that can be seen are only temporary. But things that cannot be seen last forever. Amen, amen. That's true, that's true. Don't focus so much on yung here and now. Focus on there, heaven, and then. Because mas mahaba ang time doon. Konting suffering ngayon, konting sacrifice ngayon, lahat ng families ginagawa ito. You make sacrifices. You deny yourself some privileges. You fast. You save. But you got the glory from that. You know, nakabawas ka ng timbang or nakabili ka ng sasakyan. And that's the thing. When we think eternity, we can easily, easily follow the will of God because we know there's a better day coming. We're not just living the short term. We're preparing sa isang magandang kinubukasan for us and for our loved ones.